and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3628BN. Today's date is April 26, 2025, and the title of the episode is When Does a Bird Sing? Judge Arrested? Nobody is Above the Law. Future Direction Confirmed. Let's talk about our health. Semaglutides like Ozempic have been hailed as breakthroughs for weight management, but shedding pounds might not be the only thing patients experience. Concerns over Ozempic's potential risks, including thyroid cancer, pancreatitis, are rising. Many users also report side effects such as nausea, vomiting, and even hair loss. This is why I use the amazing Keto Power and love the results I'm seeing in the mirror. It is a premium C8 MCT oil powder using natural ingredients designed to enhance ketone production, control appetite, manage excess weight, reduce cravings, and increase energy. Plus, it mixes smoothly and tastes great with my morning coffee or post-workout protein shake, making this easier than ever to help manage my weight. Help your body perform its best with and try it today while it's 51% off now only at ketowithx22.com. Plus, order today and you'll also receive free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free new ebook titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Once again, this is only available at ketowithx22.com or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, they are panicking like we've never seen before. Now, what's very interesting about what is happening right now, these individuals, they were untouchable before. They thought they could do whatever they needed to do and no one would do anything. No one would arrest them. No one would do anything because they were protected. Remember, they're part of the criminal syndicate system. So when they carry out the orders of the criminal syndicate, they know that they will not be touched. Just like when Soros had all his prosecutors around the country and Antifa was burning, looting and everything like that, and they were caught, they were let go right off, you know, right away, and they knew that nothing was going to happen to them. But now things have changed. Why? Because now Trump has people in place. His people now are following the rule of law, and if they break the law, anyone breaks the law, they're going to get arrested. Because remember, the Dems, they continually repeated this, and the fake news continually repeated this, that nobody's above the law. Now we've seen two judges that have been aiding and abetting and harboring illegal aliens, and they have been arrested. And everything that the deep state, the D's, have done in the fake news is now boomeranging on them. Because, again, this is what they were saying when Trump was arrested. Nobody's above the law. Now, think about it. Trump and the Patriots, what are they doing? They're setting the stage for arrests. And they're letting the people see this and letting everyone know that nobody's above the law. And they're watching the D's now try to defend those people that broke the law. Even though when Trump was arrested, they said, oh, no, nobody's above the law, so he could be arrested. And now the people are watching this all play out. Remember, this entire thing is to wake up the people of this country. And I do believe, especially the D's at this point, because I do believe where we're going right now, the people of this country really need to be awake. They need to think logically, because as the arrests begin, as trials start and evidence starts to pour out what the deep state has done, what they're involved with, I think the people need to be awake and thinking logically. And I do believe this is why Trump and the Patriots have taken this approach. And slowly but surely, the people of this country are going to wake up and they're going to start to understand. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Virginia Guffrey, one of the accusers of Jeffrey Epstein, she was in an accident, you know, a couple weeks ago. And it was reported it was a minor accident, but it looks like when she was in the hospital, they were reporting that she was going to have kidney failure. They didn't know if she was going to make it. And she recovered from that. And then all of a sudden, she committed suicide. And what's been going around is a picture of her with a bird, which is very, very interesting, because when do birds sing? Well, usually in the spring. So the question is, did she actually commit suicide? Because it sounds a little ridiculous that she was just in a car accident and she recovered and now she committed suicide. Or do the good guys have her? Are they protecting her? And maybe she's going to report or give them information that was not released in the past. Because I do believe all of this is being set up right now for the drop of the Epstein files. And once again, once we start to hear all the charges of treason and everything else, I do believe the Epstein files is really going to confirm who and what these people really are. So once again, I do believe everything has been planned out. Everything has been planned where they're going to release the information and build up the narrative. And once the people start to understand, once the people start to realize what's been going on and they digest it and they accept it, this is when we can move forward. Now, remember, we need agencies that are clean. We need to make sure that we can arrest. We need to make sure that we can prosecute. And we need to make sure that we have the federal courts ready to go to try. Now, if all this fails, like we talked about yesterday, what will happen? Well, I do believe Trump could use the Constitution and actually shift everything over to the military. Because remember, if the courts aren't functioning and there's a threat to the public safety, then Trump can move forward with that plan. Now, I do believe Trump is using game theory to make sure that we the people are safe. This is why he's removing all the gangs, the terrorists, and everything like this. And this is why the deep state players are trying to keep them all in this country. But I do believe in the end, Trump has this planned out and he's pushing the deep state players exactly where he wants them to go. And he's exposing everything that they have done. And I do believe with these arrests, it shows the direction that we're heading in. We're going to be talking a lot more about this in a little bit. But first, let's talk about what's happening at the border with all these individuals who came over illegally and now that they're being deported. We could see the deep state players, especially in the blue areas with Democratic mayors, governors, they are definitely part of the criminal syndicate. And every day that passes, they prove it over and over and over. Jake Hoffman put this out and said, one of Katie Hobbs' state employees at the Arizona Department of Agriculture was arrested earlier this month for alleged human smuggling of illegal aliens. My statement, it's no wonder Hobbs vetoes every piece of meaningful border security legislation when on her watch, her own state employees being arrested and prosecuted for human smuggling of illegal aliens. From cronyism to nepotism and pay-to-play to human smuggling, Katie Hobbs' tenure as governor is proving to be one of the darkest periods in the state history. There are no words to adequately describe the obscene mismanagement occurring within Governor Hobbs' state government. As for the Brearley Hobbs nominee to lead the Department of Agriculture, the Nominations Committee and Senate Republicans had serious doubts about him already. This profound lack of management certainly won't strengthen his case before the full Senate. Absolutely. And think about it. The Biden administration, the deep state players, the criminal syndicate, they brought in all these illegals into this country. And not one judge said a thing. They didn't push injunctions. They didn't do anything. Charlie Kirk put this out and said, Joe Biden and Democrats released hundreds of thousands of known criminals into our country, including 13,099 murderers, 15,811 rapists, 425,431 convicted criminals. Where was the outrage? Where was the due process when they entered? We didn't see any of this whatsoever. And what's very interesting, since that FBI report came out about TDA and how the Venezuela government was using them and they were sleepers and they're going to be activated to actually do crazy things in this country, it looks like Biden was paying off the gang or maybe even the Venezuela government. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, let me get this straight. Biden secretly allows Chevron to pay hundreds of millions of dollars to the Venezuelan government. This week, we learned that the Venezuela government likely facilitated the TDA gang migration to our country. Did Biden fund TDA gang members to invade our country with our tax dollars? Of course they did. And this is why I do believe Trump and the Patriots are continually releasing this information about the gang members, the terrorists, and how they're connected to certain governments. Remember, the deep state players continually pushed the narrative that, no, these people want to be citizens. They're dreamers. They're not MS-13 gang members. They're not part of terrorist organizations. There's no government pushing this. Now, think about it. Trump and team, they've always had this information. But if you're going to trap the deep state players, you're going to trap the fake news, you allow the enemy to do what they do best. And then you bring it out slowly and you counter every story that they put out, which shows that they're liars, that they're actually covering for terrorists, gang members, you name it. And that should tell you everything you need to know. And the sanctuary cities, they are used to protect their criminals that they bring into this country. This is why they wanted to fund the sanctuary cities. So there's a little conflict here because the money is being used to harbor, aid, and abet those individuals who broke the law. Todd Blanche put this out and said, sanctuary jurisdictions that shield criminal aliens endanger American communities. This Justice Department will not stand by as the local officials put politics over public safety. Reckless sanctuary city policies create a sanctuary for one-class criminals. Those days are over. We are taking action. The Justice Department has filed charges in multiple cases targeting individuals and entities that sought to obstruct federal immigration enforcement. In Wisconsin, a Milwaukee judge has been arrested and charged with obstruction after she allegedly escorted an illegal alien who was appearing in the judge's court on domestic violence charges through a non-public door of the courthouse to evade immigration officers. In New Mexico, a former judge and his wife were arrested for allegedly tampering with evidence, including destroying a phone with a hammer related to a suspected TDA member charged with illegally possessing a firearm. In New York, we're suing the city of Rochester, who has used its illegal sanctuary city policies to excuse defying federal immigration authorities. Under the leadership of Bondi, we're using every tool at our disposal to support Trump's bold immigration agenda and will hold accountable those who defy federal law to protect criminal aliens. I'm proud to stand with our partners, HSI, HQ, FBI, ATF, U.S. Marshals. Their relentless work to uphold the law and protect the American people sends a clear message. If you aid criminal aliens, you'll be held accountable. And yes, there were a lot of judges that were arrested. They broke the law. They weren't following the rule of law. And the sanctuary cities, which is a protected area where they protected their criminals using the people's money. And remember, these are criminals. They broke the law. Now they're going to be dismantled. And we'll be talking a lot more about the judges that got arrested and the direction that we're heading in. But first, let's talk about what happened to Jeffrey Epstein, victim, and the individual that testified against him, Virginia Guffrey. It's being reported that she died by suicide just weeks after the car crash. Now, what's very interesting, a while back she put out a tweet on X or a post on X and said, I'm making it publicly known that in no way, shape, or form am I suicidal. I've made this known to my therapist and GP. If something happens to me, in the sake of my family, do not let this go away and help me to protect them. Too many evil people want to see me quieted. So once again, the story is not making sense. And we know that the deep state players, they put out hits on certain people. Catchard says, hit by a bus last week, hospitalized in serious condition. Then she recovers, but commits suicide this week. Does anyone believe this bullshit? No one believes it whatsoever. And what's very interesting, on all the news publications, the fake news, they put out the headline, you know, Virginia Guffrey, one of Jeffrey Epstein's most prominent abuse survivors, dies by suicide. And the picture is her holding a bird when she was younger, which is very, very interesting. Why would that picture be used for this? So let's think about this for a second. It's a bird, and when do birds sing? Let's go back to post 2261, September 21st, 2018. FISA equals start. FISA brings down the house. When do birds sing? Post 1933, August 26, 2018. Suicide week. Hands up. Done in 30. Impossible? Coincidence? We are in control. Big week ahead. And then we have post 4923, October 21st, 2020. Now, there was a tweet back then going to VRS Virginia. And this was Virginia Guffrey's account. And this is what the post says. Dearest Virginia, we stand with you now and always. Find peace through prayer. Never give up the good fight. God bless you. So the question is, Did she actually commit suicide? So far, they haven't reported what she died from. Or did the good guys take her in to protect her? And maybe she'll be used later on for when the Epstein files come out. Or they did get to her. She did pass away. But the good guys have everything that they need to go after Epstein. We'll have to see how this all plays out. But one thing for sure is I don't think anyone believes that she committed suicide, especially with that note that she put on Twitter, X now, and that she's been fighting against these people for a very, very long time. Plus, she just survived a car accident. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But I do believe this is all leading up to what's going to happen with the Epstein files. And I do believe everything is timed and optics are very, very important. And you have to remember, Trump, he let us know that everything is being released one at a time and there is a plan for releasement. I do believe this is telling a story of who and what the deep state players are, what they've done to in the past, and bringing people from the past all the way into the future so people can understand what has been happening right now. And do you release the Epstein files in the beginning, or do you show what they have done in the past? Do you show how they manipulated the FISAs, how they went after Trump with Russia, Russia, Russia? They went after him with the indictments. And in the end, you use the Epstein files to show that, look, the same people that did all this, and you can see all the documentation, they were also hurting children. Let's see how this plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. Just like it's very, very interesting that Trump now is negotiating peace around the world. Remember, the deep state players, they started these endless wars, and now Trump is putting an end to all of this. And once again, you could see the deep state players, they want the wars. They want chaos. They want all of this because this helps their agenda. And with Trump ushering in peace, this does not help their agenda whatsoever. And what's very interesting is they have pushed war down in Africa and in the Middle East and everywhere else. And Trump now is negotiating peace there. This is what he put out on Truth. Big news coming out of Africa, where I'm also involved in settling violent wars and conflicts. I don't know why so many of these events have fallen to me and my administration, but they have, and we have done an unprecedented job in getting them settled or putting them in position for peace. Stay tuned. So what are the countries that he's talking about? Well, it looks like one of the countries is South Sudan. That is one of them. The other one is the Democratic Republic of Congo. And there are other conflicts within Africa. Now, a lot of these areas, they have resources like rare earth minerals. They have gold. So I do believe this is why the deep state players wanted this area. And they started a war to allow U.S. troops and other troops to go down into this area. Because without the war, how do you bring troops in there? How do you assist a certain side that you can make a deal with? And now Trump, he is ending all of this. Let's talk about our health. Let's be real. Losing weight isn't just about looking good. It's about taking back control of your overall health. 42% of adults in America are classified as obese. Obesity is directly linked to severe health issues, including heart disease, diabetes, stroke, and cancer. These illnesses are costing Americans over $173 billion each year in medical expenses alone. If you try diets and different workouts with no success, it's not your fault. Big food, big pharma have rigged the system against you by contradicting information, leaving you confused. But there's good news. The wellness company just launched Drop, a GLP-1 peptide oral drop formula developed by their chief medical board, specifically designed to support your metabolism, curb cravings, and help you shed weight. That's right. No injections or the risk of severe side effects we're seeing in the Zempic. Simply take Drop in water, gradually increase quantity over time, and let your body do the rest. Start your weight loss journey today and get $50 off plus free shipping. Head to twc.health/x22 and use code x22. Just click the link in the description. Take action today for a healthier tomorrow. And today, Trump is in Rome, and he has met with Zelensky there because, once again, you can see Zelensky is continually pushing back. He's controlled by the deep state players, and the deep state players, they don't want peace. And as of right now, Zelensky has not signed the rare earth minerals deal. But Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, just landed in Rome. A good day in talks and meetings with Russia and Ukraine. They are very close to a deal, and the two sides should now meet at very high levels to finish it off. Most of the major points are agreed to. Stop the bloodshed now. We'll be wherever is necessary to help facilitate the end to this cruel and senseless war. And Trump, he met with Zelensky, sat down. Macron is there and many others. And they're now hashing it all out. And like we said before, Zelensky has not signed the final papers on the rare earth deal. Trump, he put this out and said, Ukraine, headed by Zelensky, has not signed the final papers on the very important rare earth deal with the United States. It is at least 3 weeks late. Hopefully, it will be signed immediately. Work on the overall peace deal between Russia and Ukraine is going smoothly. Success seems to be in the future. And I do believe we're going to see success. Trump is going to usher in peace. He's going to end the endless wars. And this is something the deep state players are panicking about because they don't want them ended. Because actually what they really want to do is they want to bring us into World War III. And just the other day, we talked about how Susan Rice was still on the DOD advisory committees. And it looks like at this point in time, Pete Hegseth got rid of her. Brianna Morello put this out and said, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has ended the service of all committee members on DOD advisory committees. This would include the seat held by Susan Rice. Hegseth thanked the members for their work, but said changes are needed to align with the department's new goals and to use resources more effectively. And Susan Rice, she lashed out at Pete Hegseth after she was shown the door. And everyone else was shown the door. And this is what she said. Well, if you're a white male Christian, cisgender, macho, MAGA man, you can be as dumb as a rock and be deemed qualified to serve as Secretary of Defense. That's apparently what we've learned from this episode. But let's also be clear, there's a serious point here. DEI has been used as a slur to suggest that anybody who might be a woman, might be a person of color, might be a religious minority, might have the disability, might be a religious minority, might be a veteran of a native descent, anybody who has benefited in any way, shape, or form from the nation, that we all should be treated equally and that we should be viewed on the basis of our merits and not discounted because we happen to be a woman or happen to be a person of color. Anybody who fits the mold of somebody who is not a white Christian cisgender male is by definition in the administration deemed inferior. No, that has nothing to do with it. You're basing everyone's reaction on skin color. But again, if it's done by merit, you look past that. Just like Martin Luther King said, you look at the character of the person, you look at what their abilities are. So nobody's looking at anyone's skin color. Where the MAGA movement and the people of this country, they're looking at people that can do the job the best. It doesn't matter if you're black or white, Asian. It makes no difference whatsoever. If you can do the job, then that is the person that you hire. You don't hire or you bring someone in because of the skin color they are. That is absolutely ridiculous. But you can see that she's panicking because now she doesn't have the ability to do anything. They're losing their strength every step of the way. And everything that they have done is being exposed to the people of this country. And this is what they're panicking about. And really think about it. We've said this over and over and over. Slowly but surely, what is Trump and the Patriots doing? They're cutting them off, making them weaker and weaker and weaker. And as they are becoming weaker, what are people seeing? The people now are exposed to the criminal syndicate. They understand that, hey, look, they use the judges. They understand they use the people in the agencies. They're starting to understand that all these programs that they set up for trans something, they're not really, the money's really not going there. It's being siphoned off, money laundered, to other entities. And eventually what's going to happen, people are going to learn that it's coming back to them. And every step of the way, as Trump cuts off their funding, cuts off everything, you could see that they are panicking because they're losing their strength. And it reminds me of a quote from Sun Tzu, Art of War, which is almost like the art of the deal. And what that quote is as follows. Appear weak when you are strong and strong when you are weak. And when you look back in time, it's starting to make sense. When Trump looked weak, he was actually very, very strong. When the deep state players, where they appeared strong, they were very, very weak. And now you could see that Trump has them exactly where he wants them. And they are panicking and they're losing their leverage. And by the time Trump is finished with them, they will have no power whatsoever, which means when the information, the evidence starts to pour out, they will not be able to spin it. It will be very, very difficult to push a false flag. It will be very, very difficult to do the things that they've done in the past. Because again, they will not have the ability to do this. And when do you strike your enemy? When they're at their weakest. And I do believe this is exactly what Trump is doing. And what's very interesting is as more and more of his people get confirmed, like Dr. Oz, they are discovering fraud like we've never seen before. And again, the fraud is not just because, oh, we don't know where the money's going and we don't know how to do accounting. The fraud is that they use this money for certain agendas, they launder it and they kick it back and they send it out to NGOs. So Dr. Oz, who was just sworn in as the administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, he has found an enormous amount of fraud. $1 billion of Medicare funds went to individuals fraudulently registered in multiple states. $200 million spent on housekeeping services unrelated to Medicaid's core mission. $10 million diverted to student loan repayments, robbing funds from life-saving treatments like gene therapy for sickle cell anemia. $14 million squandered on DEI initiatives and labor union child care benefits. 250,000 ineligible individuals registered to the marketplace, siphoning resources. And you can see all this money is just being laundered out and it's going to many other places to push the deep state's agenda. And now it's all being shut down. And this is something the deep state players really do not want because, again, it makes them weaker and weaker. What is Trump doing right now? He's cutting off their funding. If they don't have the funds to operate, they can't do harm to the American people. They can't have the protests. They can't have the riots. I'm not saying they won't be able to do this because they still, a lot of these NGOs still have money. But as time goes on, they're receiving less and less and less, which means it's going to be very, very difficult to push false flags. And the ones they do push are going to be very, very weak, which is going to make it a lot easier for Trump and team to basically clean it all up. And the other thing that's very interesting is that George Santos, he was sentenced to 87 months with 2 years supervised release. Now, that is very, very interesting. Is this all being set up now to make it okay to arrest these individuals? Because think about what George Santos did. So George Santos was sentenced to 87 months for wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. He completed guilty in August 2024 to these charges, which stem from a fraudulent scheme during his 2022 congressional campaign. So that is very, very interesting. So think about what the deep state, the D's, have done with money laundering and other treasonous acts. So basically, this sets up the arrests. It sets up the sentencing for Adam Schiff, Raskin, Swalwell, AOC, Chuck Schumer, etc. Because again, look, Santos, he was arrested. He was sentenced for wire fraud. What happens when everyone realizes that these people have been laundering money, that they have shell companies? They've been getting the kickbacks. I mean, really think about this for a second, where all of this is going. And you could see the deep state players, like we said yesterday, they're fighting with everything that they have because they understand they need the illegals. If they lose the illegals, they're going to definitely lose the House and Senate. Amuse put this out and said, the reason Democrat judges are fighting so hard to keep illegals, even the criminal aliens, is all about control of the House. If illegals were removed or not counted for appointment, Democrats would lose 10 seats in the House, giving the GOP a 27-seat advantage. Now you understand why they're pushing so hard. And the more they push, the worse it gets. And like we said in the very, very beginning, there were two judges that were arrested. And Kash Patel, he put this out on X. The FBI arrested Judge Hannah Dugan out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on charges of obstruction after evidence of Judge Dugan obstructing an immigration arrest operation last week. We believe Judge Dugan intentionally misdirected federal agents away from the subject to be arrested in her courthouse. Edward Ruiz, allowing the subject, an illegal alien, to evade arrest. Thankfully, our agents chased down the perp on foot, and he's been in custody since. But the judge's obstruction created increased danger to the public. We'll have more to share soon. Excellent work, FBI Milwaukee. So think about what he said here. Danger to the public. If there's a threat to public safety, can Trump then use the writ of habeas corpus? Can he use the Constitution? Absolutely. So they're now showing the people that there might be a threat to public safety. And I do believe, via game theory, they're doing this and setting everything up just in case they can't get the judiciary and these people don't do the right thing, or they can't remove the judges. So you could see that they're planning for two parts of the plan here. One, they will use the federal judges. They'll remove the ones that there are now, and they'll put the ones in there for rule of law, and they'll use those judges to try those people that have been treasonous to this country. I'm talking about the civilians. The other plan is, if all else fails and Trump can't remove these federal judges and the entire federal system is broken down and you can't have a trial there because they're not following the rule of law, they're going to shift everything to military tribunals. He's going to then designate these individuals as enemy combatants, and he's going to push this via a public safety issue. And we can see that this is already being done. But this sends a message to all of the other judges and all the other mayors and governors. Doesn't matter what position you have. If you break the law, you're going to be arrested and you're going to be tried. Remember, if a judge goes into a store and steals something, they broke the law. If the judge murders someone, they broke the law. This judge decided to break the law. And Cash, he put out a post showing the arrest of the judge. And he wrote in the post, "No one is above the law." Think about what he just did there. He set the stage. Libs of TikTok put this out, and Trump retruthed it and says, "Hannah Dugan, a Milwaukee County Circuit judge, has been arrested by the FBI after she reportedly helped an illegal alien evade arrest. Dugan allegedly misdirected the federal agents away from the subject to be arrested in her courthouse." So right there, just like we just talked about, we now know that she broke the law. Tom Homan put this out and said, "Nobody should be surprised by the arrest of the two judges. I said many times within the past few months that people can choose to support illegal immigration and not assist ICE in removing criminal aliens from our communities, but don't cross that line. If you actively impede our enforcement efforts, or if you knowingly harbor or conceal illegal aliens from ICE, you will be prosecuted. These actions are felonies." More to come, Tom Homan. So right there, he's warned everyone. Remember Trump and the Patriots? They always tell the people, "We're going to give you a warning, do the right thing, and if you don't, there are consequences. F around, find out." This judge and the other judge decided to find out. And this sends a clear message to all mayors, governors, and everyone else, judges, you name it. If you're going to do this, you will be arrested. And the other point of this, where Cash put out "no one's above the law," remember going back in time when they arrested Trump, that's all they kept repeating. Nobody's above the law. Nobody's above the law. It doesn't matter what position you're in. Nobody's above the law. So they already set the narrative, and now Trump is using this against them. And Mays put this out on X and says, "When Trump was arrested, they said that nobody's above the law. Now when it's a judge being arrested for breaking the law, they say you can't do that because it goes against the norms. So many frauds out there, none bigger than Andrew Weissman." Take a listen to what he said here.
"He did no better or worse than anyone else. This is not selective prosecution. That this is not somebody who's singled out. That he is being treated just like anyone else. That is what it means to have a rule of law. That is what the Justice Department is really signaling and messaging here, is that everyone will be treated, as Merrick Garland has said, as, you know, equally in this country. This is really a great day for America." So there has been a violation here that we know for sure. and it is not the judge.
Right,
exactly. you don't do it. Even if you thought that there was a ground for doing this, the judgment call that you thought that this is the case to bring, it tells you everything. There is no adult in the room who would have said, are you kidding me? Why would you possibly do this? And the answer is because we want to send a signal to the judiciary. And that's what you shouldn't be.
Right there, this all boomeranged on him. Tina Smith put out, nobody's above the law. And now she's trying to say, well, this isn't right that Cash goes ahead and arrests a judge. This is what she put out. Understand what this is. If Cash Patel and Trump don't like a judge, they think they can arrest them. This is stunning. We must stand up to this blatant power grab. No, if the judge breaks a law, that's when they're arrested. This has nothing to do with the judiciary. This judge alone decided to aid and abet an illegal. This individual was arrested. Amy Klobuchar said the same, pretty much the same thing. This is what she put out. This is not normal. The administration arrests a sitting judge in Wisconsin is a drastic move that threatens the rule of law. No, this actually follows the rule of law. But go back a little bit in time. Remember when Trump was arrested and charged in the United States of America? No one is above the law, she said. Everything is now boomeranging on them. Steve Miller put this out and said, Democrats spent the last 8 years stripping Americans of due process to jail them for protected political activity, illegal spying on the Trump campaign, manipulating and fabricating intelligence, and then criminally leaking it for partisan gain, using the FBI and intelligence apparatus to pursue political enemies, launching a coup against Trump and his administration, persecuting Trump, his family, his aides, and his supporters, censoring and deplatforming and blacklisting the opposition, removing opposition candidates from the ballot, maliciously fabricating false allegations to inflict outrageous final punishments, raiding President Trump's home and seizing his property, weaponizing the entire legal system for the sole objective of incarcerating the Democratic Party's chief political rival and seeking to illegally obstruct and rig the 2024 election. At the same time, Democrats orchestrated and engineered a mass invasion of the United States by foreign cartels and enemy terrorists, resulting in immense casualties and suffering across the nation. And now the same Democrats howl with rage when the invasion is returned and those who criminally harbor the invaders and obstruct their removal are held accountable under the law. So you could see that this is not working out to their benefit because the people now, they're starting to realize who the real criminals are. Every day they're showing the people who they are. They were put into these positions because they're criminals. They're actually now pushing criminal acts. And when they push criminal acts, those people that pretended that they were following the rule of law, and because they were really criminals, and this is why these people are put into these positions, they're now showing you who they truly are inside. They can't hold on to the role that they're playing anymore. And they're actually showing you that, no, we're not going to follow the rule of law. We are the criminal. And that's what people now are seeing. Let's go back to post 3740. This is December 22nd, 2019. It says, FISA equals start. Nobody is above the law. Not anymore. Let's go back to post 1357, May 13, 2018. And Anon on the board said, Q is saying there won't be arrests until the justice system is cleaned out. That has to include state judges. Do you have any idea how long that will take? We're now looking at next year for the rest of POTUS judges to be confirmed. That's just federal judges. Doesn't include state. So yes, we were told everything must be cleaned out before the major arrests happen. And down below it says, what must happen pre-11/11? 11/11 provided a strategic marker. Post-midterms, red wave coming, strength, justice. I do believe Trump wants the deep state players at their weakest point. He wants to clean out the entire system. He wants to take control of the House. He wants to remove the funding. He wants them sitting there where they can't do anything. And he wants to make sure that the elections are protected. And he's going to show every step of the way that the elections were rigged from the very, very beginning. And these people violated election laws. Emerald Robinson put this out and said, why did the President Trump order a probe of ActBlue and foreign funding in our elections? Because the Democratic Party is merely the American proxy arm of the Chinese Communists. You're about to find out our entire electoral system is a scam. And that is what people are going to learn. I think TMK kind of nailed what we are seeing today. The medium destroyed itself in pursuit of Trump. The Department of Justice destroyed itself in pursuit of Trump. Congress destroyed itself in the pursuit of Trump. And now the Supreme Court is doing the same. Every institution that was once respected chose instead to expose its own corruption in hatred of one man. They did not defeat him. They only revealed themselves. And America will not forget. And that is absolutely true. Trump, he allowed the enemy to expose themselves. And this is why he took this path, so the people of this country could see it as clear as day. He wanted the people to make the decision. We're at a crossroads. Do you want to take the country back, and do you want to keep it? If you do, you're going to have to see the system. I just can't arrest people. I just can't march in with the military. You must see the system so you understand what they have done here. Your life that you've been living is a gigantic illusion that they have created. And I'm not saying your personal life. I'm saying everything that they've done in this country. And Trump now is pulling back the curtains so you could see the system that they have created. And each institution is now exposing itself to the people of this country. And in the end, the people are going to know who the criminals are. And once the people know the criminals are, you know, and all the funding is removed, the intelligence gathering that they have, because they have the security clearance, once that's all removed, these individuals are going to be very, very weak, because the agencies are all going to be cleaned out. The federal judges are going to be cleaned out. They will not be able to function. No one will listen to the fake news. When they're at their weakest and they can't defend themselves, they can't spin things, they can't push false flags, this is when you hit your enemy. Because the people, they will know who the enemy is, and they will demand justice in the end. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone. Thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.